It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just felt like lighting something off, Rob.
Attaboy, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. If you'd like to see the before and after pictures of one Bethann McBride,
everybody does.
Go to WJFK.com.
I just looked in.
Is it laid out very nicely?
It's really amazing the work the doctor did.
I'm very excited for everybody to go and see this. This is it's very special, and it's an amazing work by a surgeon.
And you know what's good is a lot of times they're too big for the body frame.
Yes.
These really suit her.
I think it's perfect.
I do too.
It's amazing how she looked before. I think the before picture will really wow you. Without further ado, let's get right to talking primaries. This gentleman is from Politico.com, and he will be able to hopefully enlighten us as to everything happening now that the North Carolina and Indiana primaries have concluded. Let's welcome from Politico.com the senior editor, David Mark. David, are you there?
I'm right here. Good to be with you.
David, how are you?
I'm doing great. Nice warm day out there. Doing well.
Have you gotten a chance to see Bethann's before and after pictures?
No, I'll have to check that out right after I hang up here, though.
And then as soon as you do that, I'm sure you'll be delighted that you came on this program.
Oh, but, no doubt.
Let's get right to it. Obviously, not a tremendous surprise last night with Barack Obama and the overwhelming victory in North Carolina and kind of a squeaker in Indiana. You can bet that some of the CBS guys over at CBS News had a bit of a pucker factor towards the end. I believe they called the Indiana primary for Hillary Clinton at about 3:15 yesterday afternoon, and it ended up being a hell of a lot tighter. And right now, anybody that follows this, that follows it closely, is there any real reason for Hillary to stay in this race right now?
Oh, she probably wants to run up the score a bit in West Virginia and Kentucky, which are the next couple primaries coming up.
What does she really gain by that?
It gives her maybe a little negotiating power when she tries to bow out of the race. I mean, I think she's going to try and extract concessions from Barack Obama, and it may be all about that kind of thing.
Isn't she broke, though?
And that may be one of the concessions. It helps pay off her campaign debt. I would not be surprised. She owes something like $10 to $12 million. Some of it. And I would not be surprised at all if that were a part of a deal to get her out of the race.
Now, well, I have not, you know, when we come running in here and we start doing our tomfoolery and hijinks, we don't pay attention to the way I heard it this morning, and pardon my voice, David, the way I heard it was she had an early morning rescheduling of a campaign stop in West Virginia, and then she was also going to meet with the super delegates. Has that happened yet today?
Well, it depends which version you hear. There was a campaign stop, I believe, in West Virginia that she made, but apparently a lot of superdelegates are not too eager to meet with her. They don't want to hear her sales pitch.
Oh, really? They don't even want to meet with her, right?
Right. That's what the word is going around. So there's you can't convince somebody if they're not willing to listen to you.
Were you surprised at all by Obama's showing in Indiana last night?
No, it's pretty much about what we expected. I mean, polls were showing either candidate up maybe 1 or 2 points. Pretty much how it came out. So he basically won by losing because expectations were hell low for him. So he did really well.
I want to talk about the super delegates because you're hearing right now that they're the ones that are going to be leaning on Hillary Clinton to get out of the race. But then I hear from you that they didn't even want to meet with her. What kind of a power trip are these delegates on right now? Or are they? I mean, I think everybody knows it seems to be common opinion of all the experts that Barack Obama is going to be the nominee. Why aren't they exerting more pressure right now, or are they, or are they on a power trip? I have trouble, and I think a lot of Americans have trouble trying to figure out what the hell's going on and why this thing isn't being buttoned up.
Yeah, it's a finicky group. These guys and gals like the attention. They like having Bill Clinton call them and Barack Obama and being lavished attention on. At some point, though, they're going to have to make a decision. And I think that Howard Dean, the Democratic chairman, and others are going to say, hey, time to come step up to the plate here.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot also of generic anti-John McCain ads, which are very strange. Because they're not for any other Democratic candidate. It's just kind of a generic anti-John McCain. Now, are these ads that were previously scheduled by the DNC, is that the way this is working, and they're just waiting to attach a candidate to him?
Right. The DNC probably would have been running these anyway, but it does show the problems the Democrats have with this protracted nomination fight. John McCain basically gets a free ride all this time because, yeah, the DNC can run some ads against him, but who really watches those? If there were a nominee in place, they'd be going after John McCain every day. But without that, he can just gallivant around the country and say and do what he wants.
Well, David, there are two schools of thought as far as John McCain. One is that, you know, as Hillary and Barack punch each other during this, doing the stretch here, you've got John McCain who can benefit, but other people say that having Hillary and Barack solely in the spotlight, people aren't really paying much attention to John McCain. Has he really benefited from this, or is that kind of just happy talk and this is all going to be moot when they decide who the nominee is?
Yeah, I don't quite agree with that. Any day that the Democrats aren't taking shots at John McCain, the better off he is. There's going to be plenty of time for him to get his message out. Most people don't even start paying attention to the stuff until August, September, really, after Labor Day. So the more he can just kind of condense the campaign cycle, I think the better off he is.
You know, I was watching so many of these exit polls, and so many of the one that stands out, because I really don't believe it, are these polls where Hillary supporters say they won't support Barack Obama, and the same thing with Obama supporters. If Hillary's the nominee, they won't support Hillary Clinton. I don't buy into that. Do you think this is really true, or do you think that come the general election, everybody's going to fall in line behind their party's candidate?
Yeah, I think they are going to fall in line. I mean, look, especially for John McCain supporters, are people who are conservatives who are skeptical of John McCain. Who are they really going to vote for? Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, whoever it is? No, they're not going to do that. And are Democrats really going to come out and vote for John McCain? No. So they may not be thrilled about it, but at the end of the day, I've got to think they'll fall in line.
Yeah. And do you think this is going to be, and I hate to sound like a guy that I was yelling at the television last night at Lou Dobbs, but do you think that this is going to be, even in a very subtle way, that that this race is going to play a very important part, and that that race is going to be used in this campaign, no matter how sneaky they do it, that they're going to use this on the Republican side? And when I say using race, I mean the politics of bringing up the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, mm-hmm. and you know, the whole thing when you talk to people about he's Barack Hussein Obama, mm-hmm. that type of crap. Do you think we're going to see this, if not necessarily from the legitimate Republican Party, you're going to see this from some of those splinter groups a la Swift Boat?
Yeah, without a doubt we're going to see that. However, I'm not sure it's going to be that potent. I'm not sure that it will matter that much.
I hope not.
I think other issues like Iraq, the economy, are going to overtake that. It's going to work with some people, but they probably wouldn't be voting for Barack Obama in the first place.
And I want to ask you about running baits, because, I mean, we are getting down to the wire here. It is the summertime, and I guess, what is it, August, the Democratic National Convention? That's
right.
When they're going to hit. Have you heard any rumors floating around, any speculation, outside of Hillary, obviously? Have you heard any speculation about a good running mate for Barack Obama?
Well, the part of the deal that he may come to with Hillary Clinton is that about running mates, not that she's going to be on the ticket, but that some one of her allies might be, like an Evan Bayh in Indiana or a General Wesley Clark. That's speculation, but that would really maybe help unite the party if he would take one of her type votes and go on the ticket with him. That would probably mean not choosing Bill Richardson, the former governor of New Mexico, who the Clintons clearly don't have any love for at this point.
You know, you hear an awful lot about speculation that you're going to get. Hillary is really simply trying to damage Obama so that in the general election he will lose to McCain and she can run in 12. Do you buy into that? Could there be that kind of a conspiracy? I mean, it seems almost implausible to me that you'd have backroom meetings where they'd say, all right, here's what we do. We damage him, and then we finally give it, mm-hmm. by the time he gets to the general election, he's going to lose, and then we'll be all set for 2012. I don't buy into that crap.
Right. If that is their plan, I don't think it's going to work very well. 4 years is a long time, and politicians fade from public memory real quickly. Just look at Al Gore or some of the other folks out there. You can't keep up that kind of guerrilla fight for 4 years, so I just find that very tough to believe.
And last question here. What does Obama have to do? And I hate to ask this, but I really do think that he has to appeal to a certain segment of the Americana, where we're calling them Joe NASCAR, Joe Sixpack, Joe Redneck, Joe Racist, Joe Guy that's that type of thing. What does Obama have to do? Because I do think to a certain extent I agree with some of his critics that say he can appear to be a little bit detached and out of touch with that segment of society.
Yeah, I think if he just talks about the issues, if he talks about his background, too, because he does not come back from an elite background at all.
Right. Not at all, no.
And I think if he emphasized that more, what he also has to do is make it seem like he's not looking down on people. That was part of his comments over the bitter comments of people in small towns. Made it sound like he was being condescending. If he said, you know, hey, maybe I have a drink a different alcoholic beverage or play a different sport, but I don't think look down on anybody. So, you know, you'd say it a lot better than that. But
what do you think if he goes
nature.
Out really and gets really, really S-faced? I mean, really, like, fall into the gutter drunk. And, I mean, just once.
And goes hunting.
And he goes hunting and doesn't shoot anybody, but really, sometimes I would love, and I almost think that would have the reverse backlash effect where these candidates, if they just did something, one thing outrageous, it is so tightly controlled. It drives me out of my mind. Buzz, you have a question for
one more question about yesterday's primary. It's been speculated that Rush Limbaugh's minions had at least some impact on the Indiana results. Do you agree with that or not?
I'm very skeptical of that. Mm-hmm. I just don't think most people are that conspiratorial minded.
And can he be arrested if he did? If it was proven that a radio personality really sabotaged an election or caused the outcome to be incorrect in any way, is there any way we could send like Secret Service agents over there to maybe break his kneecaps?
Take him out.
Hey, if you're a registered voter, you can vote for whoever you want for whatever reason you want. Doesn't mean you have to actually want them to win.
Now, I'm told that you guys over at Politico.com, you all have these big crystal balls that you can look into, so I want you to do that. Before we let you go, David, I want you to look into your big crystal ball. You've got a similar one that was one used in The Wizard of Oz, isn't that right?
Yeah, same a lot
one.
Of good that did.
And is it true that you have those flying monkeys over there also? I want you to look in your crystal ball, and I want you to tell me how you see this thing playing out in the Democratic Party. I mean, when's this going to be all tied up, and also what you see happening in the general election. David Mark, Politico.com, go.
I think she stays in this through May 20th.
February! Oh, my God, it's a bulletin!
Freudian slip.
My God.
Kentucky and West Virginia. And then at that point, he wins in Oregon, and that gives her a graceful way to bow out. They come to some kind of deal.
You know, the only thing I hate about that is that's what everybody's saying. I'm inclined to agree with you. Yeah. I was just hoping she might just do it today and shock the world. Am, what do you see happening in the general election?
Oh, that's a true toss-up, but I think Obama, depending on if he can win certain states in Colorado, New Mexico, he may have a shot at it. But we'll see.
And because I don't have any other music available to me right now, I'm going to play you out, David, with our Hooray for Hollywood music and get your opinion of it.
All righty.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Doesn't that get a nice kick to it?
Yeah, it's pretty stylish.
It's snappy.
Thanks a lot. David Mark, senior editor of Politico.com, thank you so much. And we'll keep in touch and see what happens in the general election.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks
for
calling. We appreciate it. Take care. That's David Mark and good guy. Mm-hmm. Didn't get anything really new from him.
One thing from him that I got that I thought was cool is the thought of choosing a running mate when Obama does that is not Hillary, but someone who is allied with Hillary. And that as a bargaining chip, it really lets you realize really what a game they play.
Oh, yeah.
In politics.
Really, really think that it's going to be necessary for Obama to go out of the box and go with somebody from entertainment, like Hasselhoff.
That'd be good.
That's what I really like to see. 877-365-3636. We'll take your phone calls right now. Let's go to Crabchester, New York. This is Jeff. Jeff, you've got a call about gas prices. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we
great.
Do for you?
Enjoying the show. First time, long time.
Thank you very much. Even though I hate that expression, thank you for saying it anyway.
Oh, my bad.
All right. Oh, that's another one I can't stand. You're doing it on purpose.
No, I'm not. I'm
yes,
not
you are.
Try to work a third one in there.
Between your area and mine, we're creating the national average. I paid $3.85 this afternoon on my way home from work.
Wow. 385 is up there, isn't it?
It's pretty horrible out here.
What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a material coordinator for a plastics facility.
What the hell is that?
That sounds made up.
Jesus, that sounds scary.
Injection molding.
385 in Rochester. That is that's way up there. Let's go to Chris in Nevada. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Damn good show, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Goodbye.
Oh, that's
that's all he had to say.
That's all. Well, on that note, you know,
high praise.
I say quit while you're ahead. Uh-huh. I do enjoy that. When we come back, I completely forgot. I got to stop that. Stop it, Michael.
Stop the music.
It's the laryngitis. Sorry. It's my voice.
You ready for the setup?
Right. Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Why do you have music for it? I am so sorry I forgot to do this.
Be not sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, by now you know that our show is preoccupied. with weight. Rob and I are lard asses.
Please.
Beth Ann and Buzz are obsessed with plastic surgery. Joe is, well, Joe. So now we're giving fatties in our listening audience the chance to win big money. I said win big money.
How's
big
that?
As I continue to lose my voice.
Win big money.
When we play Who's the Lard Ass? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's as simple as it sounds. We now ask for the obese members of our listening audience to call in.
Call us.
Once you are cleared to play the game.
Use your dialing wand.
We will place five corpulent contestants
five.
On the lines, and they will be asked a series of questions by our distinguished panel. At the end of our Q&A, we will have to guess who's the lard ass? Meaning, of course, the fattest contestant.
Ah.
Now, for each judge you fool, you will win $25, and if you stump the entire panel, I'm talking, of course, Mike, Buzz, and Robé, you will win a crisp $100 bill. And all of our contestants will receive a dinner roll or a carbohydrate of equal value.
That's
right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Who's the Lard Ass?
Who's the Lard Ass?
Get on the line to get on the air right now at 877-365-3636. And, you know, the nice thing about this, you don't have to be super fat.
No.
But you probably have to be super fat to win.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
That means the real pigs are at an advantage to win the money.
Yay.
So they will register their weight with our staff.
Yes.
We will not know their weight.
We will not know what their weight is.
We have to guess.
And then we will ask a series of questions like, what's your favorite color?
Uh-huh.
You cannot ask panelists.
Gravy brown.
Right. You cannot ask questions that have to do with physical appearance. That
right.
is verboten,
right.
because, of course, that would be a look at the phones right now.
Of course.
Yeah, do I know our target demo?
Fat with collars.
Who's the lard ass coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.